Illegal aliens flee sanctuary cities for their native countries. American Dream doesn't exist anymore. By John Binder on November 13, 2023. Border crossers and illegal aliens are fleeing sanctuary cities in the United States and heading back to their native countries. In interviews with the Chicago Tribune, some of the nearly 21,000 border crossers and illegal aliens who have arrived in the sanctuary city of Chicago, Illinois, said they wish they had never made the journey up to the United States-Mexico border. The Tribune reports. The American dream doesn't exist anymore, said Costajon as he laid, sick, on a blanket on the bare floor of the station the afternoon before they left. There's nothing here for us, he added. Emphasis added. Migrants said they're realizing the city is at a breaking point. Not only is there no more space in shelters, they also acknowledge that some residents in Chicago oppose the opening of more shelters for them. Costajon said that despite the dangerous trek to get here, often begging for money and sleeping in the streets to cross several borders, the journey had not been worth it. Emphasis added. We didn't know things would be this hard, he said. I thought the process was faster. Emphasis added. According to the Tribune report, Catholic Charities is raking in lucrative cash from taxpayers across the United States in states like Illinois, Colorado, and Texas as they help relocate newly arrived border crossers and illegal aliens to other states. In Illinois, for instance, Catholic Charities is using taxpayer money to send more than 2,000 border crossers and illegal aliens to other states. At the same time, Catholic Charities in Colorado and Texas are using taxpayer money to send more border crossers and illegal aliens to Illinois. Chicago is not the only sanctuary city to see dissatisfied border crossers and illegal aliens. In New York City, new arrivals told the New York Post that they are furious over the prospect of the city moving them into the historic Floyd Bennett Field in southeast Brooklyn. We weren't told where we were going, a migrant told the Post. I work in the Bronx. My kids go to school in the Bronx. For us to live out here is ridiculous. I cannot stay here. This is crazy, another migrant said after arriving at Floyd Bennett Field. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., has repeatedly warned that illegal immigration is devastating the city and will overwhelm outer borough neighborhoods. Watch, NYC Mayor Eric Adams, migrant crisis will destroy New York City. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.